All right. Now, in the top right corner, what's that support pole?
Is this right here, you mean?
Right.
Quarter.
All right. Well, let's go and see. That's all of my questions. Now I'd like you just to talk with me for a few minutes. And in doing so, would you kindly, very informally, you've already told me something about the community. You've also told me something about your family. Now would you kindly, if you like, tell me something about some recipes for old-fashioned cooking, or some folk tales of this particular region, or some Bible stories, probably.
Well, go ahead, just skip that. I'm not
all right.
Too much about
all
it.
Right, good. What do you think about the situation in Washington these days, and more specifically, what do you think about President Nixon's trip, this European trip?
Situation in Washington is very tense, and I think that President Nixon is acting wise in trying to group our allies together more closely, and I think hope he will have success with it, because some of our allies are turning away from us, like France, and I think the others need to have a better understanding than we have at present as to what part we will play in that. Western Europe.
You know, I sat up until around 11:30 just to look at the special report last evening. I think his trip is going to bring some of our allies more in line than has been in the past. I think this is the first time in our history that a newly elected president has gone abroad on such a mission so early. Mr. Haddon, if you would like, very brief, would you probably tell me something? What you think about the Vietnam War?
Well, I think it's very unfortunate that we are in it in the first place, but as we are in it, it looks like there's nothing to do but to carry on to a successful conclusion, either through a treaty or carried on to victory by arms, one of the two. We don't have to wind it up one way or another. We can just go on indefinitely.
Do you think it has gone on too long already?
Well, it has for me.
It has for me, too. Very definitely.
Yes, it's draining our country of men and finances and every kind of means that's working against us. We need to be doing things at home with the money we're spending over there.
Quite true. That I agree. What do you think about the recent presidential election?
Well, to be fair with you, of course, I'm a Democrat, but I was expecting it to turn out that way, that President Nixon would be elected.
Did you vote the Democratic
ticket?
Yeah,
I voted the Democratic ticket.
I did too. But sometimes a change is for the good. If you like, what do you think about the death of Martin Luther King?
Well, I think it was a tragedy. I think that